Day 4. Start your database in Excel if you don't have, if you don't want to do other software. Excel is fine. Everything that you're doing is very simple regarding the layers. You just start by asking what would be the coolest thing ever for the students, and you make a list. That would be step 1. Step 2 is, how are you going to deliver, organize all this? And learn by doing and revise as you go along. You separate it all into topics. What are the big pieces that need to be there? So, A, the big idea, intention, is at the top of the page. B, you set the schedule with the hours and breaks and see how many sessions are left and divide into it. And then C, copy the day, time, and name of each session into a Word document, one for each topic. And then D, add bullet points to each topic. E, every bullet point gets sub-bullets. F, you have a bird's eye look and then refine and replace and correct. And if you can't fit it all, you put it as pre-training. G, some content needs full explanation and some content just needs charts or graphs. Don't go for an A+, because the last 10% is way too time-consuming. So, just think in principles first and refine as you go along. Don't get lost in details, because if you need to change things, you'll have wasted a lot more time. So more points may need to be added, or it's in the wrong order, etc. And grow and refine and evolve as you go. So you have the big picture at the top, then the schedule, and then within each hour or window of time that you're going to do a particular topic, you have a Word document with the title of that topic, and then you have bullets and sub-bullets. And then over to the side, the ones that you can't fit, go into pre-training. Big ideas bring you wealth, not winging it. And it's not hard at all. Get as many students as you can and continually test and refine and test and refine. Ask, what else do I need to do if it doesn't work as well as you wanted it to the first time around? For teaching guitar, know the goals first in order to choose the right content for each class. You can't just ask what is the coolest thing ever in isolation. It has to be based on their goals. You know, on one end of the spectrum is winging it, which is careless. And on the other is writing everything out, which comes from fear. So you want to use the planning system. It can be done from anywhere on the spectrum and move you, you know, towards the middle, basically, depending on how much detail you add or subtract. So get started, document, and refine and as you go along. An example for teaching chords would be like one note chords, power chords, three string open chords, power chords with octaves, full open chords, that is, bar chords, and then you can add rhythmic levels on top of that. Breakout rooms, teaching observation. 1. Get their attention while wrapping up. Don't let them play. Tell them what they're doing. Allow them to evolve to a different level. Be prepared to add layers quick if they get it, you know. Check in frequently with the students. Be enthusiastic right up front. Be complimentary to students. Address everyone individually. Sometimes when you say something to a student as a side note, other students benefit from hearing it. They get ideas on how they can practice. Page 133, motivating students. A, empathize with the student. Say, I was in at the same place at some point. B, connect empathy with future pacing. In other words, stay with me on this and then you'll be able to blank. C, be excellent. How you play, your gear, your commitment to them, challenge them, but make them feel good about themselves. D, long-term motivation, motivate them long-term via having cool events that you create for them, like playing shows, performing in bands, making CDs, an annual recital, recordings can even happen every 2 months, audio and video. The student is in and with the band can play with the band that you hire. Lay out the path for them. There are multiple levels of motivation. E, make them know you're all in and that you can always do the best you can and show your dedication to them progressing and make them know what your style is even if they don't like that particular style. Be genuine and intense. Say, I won't give up on you, but I can't carry you. That's very powerful. F, make comparisons. Like, I've had students who've had obstacles much bigger than this to climb than you do. So you can definitely do it. And if they, you know, if they can do it, so can you. G, I know you can do this, but I won't carry you. Do you want it or not? Match their efforts. The ones who put in the most, you invest most of your time with those you can, and you should play favorites. G, be confident. There are things you know that work. Tell students about these. This works every single time. H, make sure they know there is a path, and you know what that it works every time for everyone who walks it. I, show them where they are on the path. J, have positive and negative models to show them, like other students or and or you in the past who did or didn't do. In other words, what did the people who all did XYZ have in common, and what were the choices they made? And what were the choices did those who did not do X, Y, and Z make? So what choice will you make, student? And even if they're just a hobbyist, all this still applies. Know that you, let them know that you believe in them. Say, I'm going to get you to the place where people say you sound great. Ask them why they want what they want. Ask them about their goals. Just love music, learning, and teaching. Dirk Stiepelman uses the quote, pussy guitar and punisher. If they don't like it, they can go somewhere else. Ha ha. Charlie Long, the ignition story of Steve Lukather, played on 82 of the top 100 hits in the late 80s and founded Toto, and it all stems from him seeing the Beatles on Ed Sullivan in Kansas with their sign for free beer and then flown to New York and given 2 weeks to record their complex songs. Carl Sagan, quote, I love science so much, how could I not want to show to... How could I not want others to know about it? Are you inspiring students like this? Are you the Beatles for your students? Like they were to Steve Lukather? Ignition is the moment when a person falls in love with their passion. Skill requires practice, which requires a lot of motivation. Ignition provides the fuel. Kevin Downing said, it's all in good fun. And that's pretty much his philosophy. Whether it's teaching, airplane, real estate, doesn't matter. Are you showing students your passion? It's a choice, one that you can make easily.